the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up call tradition for 28 years. We are your weekend happy place. You know, you go all week long with all the anxiety and the stress of the news, locally, nationally, globally, and you can kind of let it all go right here at Rosie on the House. Relax, come on into my house every Saturday morning for 3 or 4 hours, and let's just visit and take the pressure off your heart and your mind and your soul and get rejuvenated. Get you ready for a good Sunday morning service, and then get you back on the road Monday morning. That is your Arizona weekend tradition. We're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center this morning. We have Mr. Tony Serra from Magic Garden Nurseries right here in Tucson, located at 22nd Street in Pantano. We're talking about bat guano and lawns and any and everything. We were talking about nut trees earlier. We were talking about the vegetable garden. What are the next few classes you have coming up at Magic Garden?
Next class next weekend, Saturday at 9, Sunday at 11, is going to be doing raised beds and container gardening. And then 2 weeks after that, the 22nd at 9 and the 23rd at 11, will be growing nut trees in the desert.
Okay. And on raised gardens, we were talking about the Bellegarde product that we particularly like. It's concrete, it's inert, it's easy to stack, very handsome look. I know a lot of people over the years traditionally will resort to railroad ties. That's really not a very good raised bed, is it?
A lot of them don't like it because of chemicals that may have soaked into the wood and stuff, so they try and discourage that nowadays, and
yeah,
that's why they go to all the landscape timbers. I mean, if you're building something to that just put flowers in, maybe you could use some railroad ties. But if you want to do edibles, they're trying to advise against it nowadays.
Yeah, very good. Jennifer, what do you have over there for a roundup, a wrap-up of the questions on cue there?
Well, I have two lawn questions, Tony. Here's one. He's removing six inches of soil from his Bermuda lawn, and he wants to know, do I need to reseed it, or will it come back? And he does have flood irrigation.
Flood irrigation Bermuda grass, depending upon the variety, those roots can go up to 3 feet deep. So
wow.
If he doesn't get all the roots out of there, it's going to grow back. It's just going to be how patient is he to wait for it to fill back in, because it'll just be coming from a root here, a root there, and give it time to grow back in.
So if he wants to accelerate that and not wait.
If he wants to accelerate that and not wait, then he's going to be putting fresh seed down next spring. Bermuda grass is going to germinate from seed best when nighttime temperatures are staying consistently above 55 degrees. So right now isn't going to be the time.
Okay. Well, that was the other question. It was a irrigation, flood irrigation property with no grass, and they won't know how to start it. So it would just be seed.
Just from seed. But again, the more you do for the soil, the better you make that soil, the better the grass is going to do without as much care. So they need to come over to Rosie, steal his compost, and till all that into the soil. And
do we have the question asker's name?
That's Tom.
Okay, Tom. I would tell you, if you take a number two shovel into your backyard and you can't sink it more than about 2 or 3 inches, I mean,
it's not going to grow.
It won't grow. I mean, you got to get out there. Let's go rent a rototiller.
Yes, rototill it up, put some compost on top, and then rototill that in, level it off, broadcast your seed. Put the seed over the top. If you want to do that now, overseed with winter rye to have a lawn for the winter. Next March, go in there, till that all in, wait 2 weeks, then put your Bermuda grass right on top. That would give you some of the best lawn start you could ever have.
Boy, and I'll tell you, a few tips on rototilling. I usually, when I rent one, I usually ask my neighbor on either side, would you have any reason for it? Let's rent it for the day, split it, and I run to the truck. I take my quad trailer, and they put it up on the quad trailer. I bring it. I always get to use it first. I take it out back. I make sure it's full of gas. I show Jennifer. I start it for her. I show her where the throttle is and how deep I want it. Then I generally go inside and read the newspaper and come out and check on her about every half hour.
You sound just like me and my wife. What I do with her.
And then I tell her, honey, when you're done, Todd next door would like to borrow it too. So make sure you get it over to Todd.
Yes, that's right.
Rototilling. Boy, that can be a dusty job.
It breaks
and like you're riding a bucking horse.
And get the biggest rototiller you can. Those little ones are just going to bounce all over the place.
Especially if you've never, ever touched your soil.
Oh, yes.
It's God's concrete.
Yes. It'll take you forever and a day.
Yeah. So go big when it comes to rototillers, and just make sure you got lots of gas and some nice fitting gloves for your wife.
Yes.
Because you can develop blisters riding that thing like that.
And John Jay always suggests, from Harper's Nursery, always suggests sharing it with your neighbor because it is such a pain picking them up, and they're heavy, and then share the cost and share the load.
And the aerators for your lawn, they're so heavy too. What have you got right there?
Well, also, if you're in the Scottsdale area, over at Harper's Nursery today, they're having their annual iris, Sun Country Iris Society's annual iris sale. It's a mouthful, with free hot dogs. So go on over and get your vegetable starters and learn about iris and
on
eat Hayden,
just
a hot
south
dog.
Of Thomas. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Harper's Nursery iris sale and free hot dog giveaway. Can't beat that deal.
Not at all.
Tony, we're wrapping up here. I'd sure like to let you know how much I appreciate you coming down and joining us this morning. It was a lot of fun.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
And now that I know how much you love history, we may have you on just for a history hour.
Oh, you got it.
You
I'm
can
there.
Do that. All right.
I'm there. We'll
and,
do it.
And again, we have just a few seconds left here. The classes you've got coming up the next couple weeks?
Next weekend we'll be on raised beds and container gardening, and 3 weeks from this weekend we'll be doing nut trees in the desert.
Go meet the Sarah family over at Magic Garden Nurseries, 22nd and Pantano. It is the epitome of shopping local. Family owned and operated for
20 years.
20 years. Fantastic. Tony, again, thanks a million.
Thanks for having me.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.